Just a little bit of footy goss around to start the season off, Roo, and these are good stories, actually. There's a fella that you played with. Let me put it to you this way. Which former Crow is about to enter into politics?
Now,
Nigel Smart had a crack, didn't he, in the Liberal Party? Norwood, I think, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. Yep.
Another one of your ex-teammates. Now, this will come out on the weekend.
How did you find out?
Well, because I know
him. On the grapevine? Oh, you know him. He's told you.
Sort of.
So you're going to break something now and ruin his announcement?
No, that's why I don't want to go too far. Because to be fair to him and to the party concerned, I think they should make, but probably just after the weekend, they're going to make a big announcement. But look for an ex-Crow, big name, well-known player, about to enter into a career.
Give it to us.
No.
Do you want us to guess?
No, because it'll ruin it for him.
Oh, so you're not even going to say his name?
No, and what we might do is, once he announces it next week, we'll get him on, all right? And he can tell us about his ambitions.
Well, Labor, Liberal,
not one of the big
Pauline
parties.
Hanson.
Not one of those two major parties. One of the real up-and-coming parties. All right? One of the parties making a big noise at the moment.
Hanson or Xenophon.
So look out for that, all right? That's all I can give you at the moment.
Is it City, South Australian, obviously?
Yeah. Don't ask any more questions.
From the city or country? Just give us that.
Both.
He moved to the city.
Might have, yeah. That's all. Don't probe me, please.
How many smart blokes at the Crows?
Anyway, now I'll get
to my... How many smart ones from the country?
Let's get to my Port Adelaide stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah. So Port Adelaide, a lot of publicity about their move into China, right? Now, you'd say that this is where Koshy and Keith Thomas have done a very good job off-field, in that when they both went to the club, Port Adelaide, a lot of people said basket case, but you would say financially in a bit of strife. Well, they've turned all of that around.
They were in a lot of strife.
They were.
They've turned it around.
All right. Now, I'm led to believe that as early as tomorrow, the Chinese relationship is going to start kicking even bigger goals. So financially, this is going to be a real boon for Port Adelaide.
They kicked big goals already, have they?
They have. And as of tomorrow, you're going to see... you're going to see a fair bit of publicity from tomorrow leading up to the game in Sydney about how Port Adelaide are kicking big goals with this Chinese deal.
Have you got any idea how?
I can't share it with you.
You can't share it?
No, because they're going to announce it tomorrow. Again, I can't rain on their parade. I can't spoil it for them.
You're doing the right thing,
but just wait until you see tomorrow. Our Prime Minister might even be involved.
Big Mao.
Big Mao. So it's going all the way to the top.
Really? Can you give us something on how that's going to work?
They're going to make a lot of money.
How are they going to make a lot of money?
Well, you'll find out tomorrow. Right. But you heard it here first. They're going to make a lot of money.
All right, so that's all Port people need to know, that the club's going to be in a good financial position, and the work they've done and time they've sacrificed over there, which has been a lot, has paid off, which is brilliant for them.
And that's what we want to hear. We don't want clubs like Port Adelaide to be in financial trouble. It's no good to anybody.
It's actually really bad. So if they can do that, that's brilliant.
And on the weekend, now, you know, we see Indigenous Guernseys each and every year now. Special
for
designs.
Indigenous round?
Yeah. I think there's a special Guernsey even for this weekend.
For round one?
Yeah. I reckon Gav's been involved.
Is that something to do with this Chinese thing?
That's all I'll tell you. That's all I can say.
Right.
Is that enough for now?
Yeah, it's just got me thinking.
All right.